विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियोदर सत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भयचरणारविंद श्री एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। चैप्टर 6 वर्स नंबर 27। एवं कृष्ण मतिर् ब्रह्मन् नासक्तस्य अमलात्मनः कालः प्रादुर्भूत्काले तदित्सौदामनि यथा। एवं कृष्ण मतिर्ब्रह्मन् नासक्तस्य अमलात्मनः कालः प्रादुर्भूत्काले तदित्सौदामनि यथा। कृष्णमतिर्ब्रह्मन् एवं कृष्णमतिर्ब्रह्मन् नासक्तस्य अमलात्मनः कालः प्रादुर्भूत्काले तदित्सौदामनि यथा। एवं कृष्णमतिर्ब्रह्मन्मनः कालः प्रादुर्भूत्काले तदित्सौदामनि यथा। हरे कृष्ण। सो reading word by word translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Evam, thus, Krishna Mate, who is fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, Brahman, O Vyasadev, not Asaktasya, of one who is attached, Amalatmanaha, of one who is completely free from material dirt, completely free from all material dirt, Kalaha, death, Pradurbhut, becomes visible, Kale, in the course of time, Tadit, lightning, Saudamani, illuminating, Yatha, as it is. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. And so, O Brahman Vyasadeva, in due course of time, I, who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, being completely freed from all material taints, met with death, as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Purport. To be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna means clearance of material dirts or hankerings. As a rich man has no hankering for petty things, so also a devotee of Lord Krishna, who is guaranteed to pass on to the kingdom of Godhead, where life is eternal, fully cognizant and blissful, naturally has no hankerings for petty material things, which are like dolls or shadows of reality and are without permanent value. That is a sign of spiritually enriched persons. And in due course of time, when a pure devotee is completely prepared, all of a sudden the change of the body occurs, which is commonly called death. And for the pure devotee, such change takes place exactly like lightning and illumination follows simultaneously. That is to say that a devotee simultaneously changes his material body and develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme. Even before death, a pure devotee has no material affection due to his bodies being spiritualized like red hot iron in contact with fire. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, they used to tell us that when there is nobody to preach to the walls. And in our Indian cricket, Rahul Dravid was called as a great wall of, because he was such a person that it was very difficult to get him out. Always on, he used to defend his wicket. So here so many walls of our temple are already sitting, who are defending their wicket against this match of Maya. So I consider them as the walls, because many people are not there today in the temple hall, but whoever is there is the wall of our temple. In the translation, 1 minute. There is this word used, na asaktasya. There are no attachments. As a medical student, you know, first time I heard this word attachment was in a medical school. And we used to talk about muscle attachments, how the muscles are attached to bones. And, you know, they used to teach us different muscles. And there was a very interesting concept called as intrinsic muscles and extrinsic muscles. Every organ, like our voice box, our tongue, has muscles which... What do you mean by intrinsic muscles? They take their origin and insertion inside the muscle, the tongue itself. So they will just change the shape of the tongue. An extrinsic muscle will be attached to the tongue and will be attached to somewhere else also. It has two attachments. So they move the tongue up and down. So these brahmacharis are like intrinsic muscles. They have their all attachment inside the temple only. And I am like an extrinsic muscle. One attachment is here. Another attachment is at the home, family. So here the word is used, na asaktasya, that one who is not attached. And two beautiful words which I saw in the verse itself, and another word was amala atmana. That means he is completely cleared of material dirts and hankerings. And why he is cleared? Because he is fully absorbed. So one who is fully absorbed becomes clear, one who is clear of the dirt becomes fully absorbed. It works both ways. So to clear the dirt, we have to take efforts. I used to see sometimes these workers who clean the street, or you know how they used to do their jhadu, standing only, not even bending. So Marathi, we use this word, patya takne, means just going on the workplace, not doing work, and just showing that we are doing the work. So that happens when we chant inattentively. So I call inattentive chanting as patya takne. Just wo jo worker jisko street saaf karne ko bola hai, if he just moves the broom like this, just to get his salary. If that is the way we are chanting, like the road will never be clean if the worker is like that, the heart will also never be clean if we are doing our chanting in that mood. So, basically we have to be absorbed. When we hear the word absorb, the first thing that comes to our mind is the sponge. You know, you see sponge, how it absorbs things. You keep the sponge in dirty water, gutter water, it will absorb the gutter water. It will. If you keep the sponge in Ganges river, it will absorb the Ganges water. Our mind is like that sponge. Our mind is like that sponge. You keep the mind in association of unholy people, the mind becomes unholy. Now, association always does not mean that we go and sit with them and we talk with them. Now that association is available through phone, through social media, through everything. So don't think that I am not going and talking to the unholy people does not mean that I am not in bad association. We may be sitting inside the temple and getting in touch with them, which is not advisable. So mind has always, you know, it keeps on thinking of four things: eating, mating, sleeping and defending. That is what our conditioning is. Once I was coming to Mumbai from my hometown and I sat in the bus, and that bus which comes in the night, we call it Ratrani, it travels in the night. So I got to sit on a seat where nobody else was there. So I thought I had some 1-2 rounds pending. So I thought I will chant those rounds and then lie horizontal on the seat so that I get to sleep horizontal and my whole travel is comfortable. So I was chanting. And as I was chanting, one person came and sat on the seat. It was a three-seater seat. So there were lot many seats around, but he sat next in that seat. So now my plan of lying down was gone. So I was chanting. I suggested to him that, you know, why don't you go and sit there? And you know what he said? He said, you are chanting, na? So why are you thinking about sleeping? Why don't you chant your rounds? You know, that came as this thing, and therefore I am saying that mind constantly thinks of eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So even after coming to devotional life, we think that when I'll get prasad, when I'll lie down very nicely. So this is devotional eating, sleeping, you know, and always defending ourselves that how good devotee I am. So in devotional life also sometimes we continue with these conditionings of eating, sleeping and defending. I always, because of I being a doctor, I give a medical perspective to eating, mating, sleeping and defecting. Our human body is designed in such a way that we have to do eating, mating, sleeping, defending in a very controlled way. We cannot do it uncontrolled like animals. Animals, their bodies are designed in such a way that they can do uncontrolled eating, mating, sleeping, defending and not get diseased. A pig. So again, I remember when I used to go from Mumbai to my hometown, Bombay, you don't see so many pigs. And there, after I getting down on the bus stand, I used to see the pigs early in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Searching for food. Always. You see a pig at any point of time, he is always searching for food. And most of the pigs are obese. We feel, and in human language we call obese. That's their normal shape. But even after continuous hogging, they never get diabetes. Diabetes is not known in pigs. But humans, if they continuously eat, they become diabetic. Animals, even if they eat less sometimes, they can sustain for days. If we skip our breakfast, we collapse in the afternoon. And then we tell, "Arey, I skipped my breakfast. Iske liye chakkar aa gaya." So our body is designed in such a way that eat at times. Don't overeat, don't eat less. Mating. You know, the HIV virus is a normal inhabitant of a monkey. But that doesn't cause AIDS to him. But HIV virus enters the body of humans, they will suffer from AIDS. So humans indulge in unrestricted mating, they get diseased. Animals do unrestricted mating, no disease. Sleeping. If we sleep more, we get diseased. There are different health problems. Sleep less, there are different health problems. Animals sleep for 6 months. Polar bear example. Sleeps for 6 months, nothing happens. Animals, even if they sleep less, nothing happens. Like in the night if you travel, you see dogs are sleeping on the street. And because we enter that gully, they get up. And what they do? They get up and they go and sleep somewhere else. What happens when somebody wakes us up in the night and makes some noise? How we react? So dogs are pretty cool. They said, "Okay, get up." So they are, even if they sleep less, you don't see them irritated the whole day next day, the dog. You know, and then we realize, "Oh, this was the dog who didn't sleep yesterday night, so now he's barking whole day." No. But we keep on barking whole day because our sleep is disturbed by somebody. Defending. Animals, they are in constant anxiety of defending themselves. Like for example, a cat, even though walking comfortably, if you go and stamp your leg like this, the cat just becomes like this. Or you throw some grains for a sparrow, you see how the sparrow eats those grains. It will not keep on eating. It will eat one grain, look here, look there, look up, look down, then take the next grain. But in spite of being in so much anxiety, the sparrow never suffers from hypertension. But if we live in tension, we get hypertension. So this is how eating, mating, sleeping, defending unrestrictedly is possible in animals. Humans, if they do it unrestrictedly, they develop diseases and even death. So I'm just going to talk about steps of a sense enjoyment cycle. How does the sense enjoyment start? And how does it ends in death? The sense enjoyment previously was there and it was restricted to Krishna conscious sense enjoyment with spirituality. That's how people used to do in the previous ages. Krishna conscious sense enjoyment and practicing spirituality. Then what happened gradually was spirituality was lost. So when spirituality was lost, still people continued with restricted sense enjoyment. So you see our previous few generations, our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, they were not so Krishna conscious as such that Krishna is the goal of life. But sense enjoyment was restricted. They stayed in a family, never had any illicit affairs. They used to eat regularly. You know, I remember my grandfather never ate anything in between the two meals. That culture was not there. So restricted. But what happened in our country and all over the world also, that because spirituality, Krishna consciousness is taken away, we cannot continue with restricted sense enjoyment for a long time. So then slowly, slowly the restricted sense enjoyment went away and unrestricted sense enjoyment came in. So now currently what is happening in our country is people are doing unrestricted sense enjoyment. But sense enjoyment never gives happiness. So we started with restricted Krishna conscious enjoyment with spirituality in our country. Then spirituality was gone. So only restricted sense enjoyment was going on. Now restricted sense enjoyment is gone. It is unrestricted sense enjoyment. But sense enjoyment never satisfies the soul. So then it goes to next step, which is called as perverted sense enjoyment. And ultimately this ends in death. Now I'll talk about all our five senses, how they go through this cycle of restricted sense enjoyment to death. Starting with nose. Now nose is supposed to smell the flowers offered to the Lord. So it started with restricted Krishna conscious enjoyment. Then came perfumes. Okay, so this is like unrestricted sense enjoyment. People started putting perfume. You see anybody putting a perfume, zzzz, they almost take a bath. Unrestricted. Then nose was still not satisfied with that. Then came drugs. You see people, they take this like this and on that they smell through the nose. And after drugs, which is called, I would say, a perverted sense enjoyment done through nose. Perfume was unrestricted sense enjoyment. And then ultimately this has led to death. Death of a person. Ears. Initially starting with Krishna conscious sense enjoyment. So only bhajans and kirtans used to. In our country, few years, 100, 200, 500 years back, there used to be only bhajans, no other songs. Karmi songs were almost not there, anything related to love. So then came classical songs initially. Then came unrestricted sense enjoyment, pop songs, rock songs. and then perverted. Now people hear those rock songs on a headphone. Actually, when that person passes next to you, you can hear the sound. So imagine what must be happening inside. So this is perverted stage. People are destroying their ears. Now you may ask, what about death? Recently, in a place called Bilaspur in India, a boy who was suffering from aplastic anemia, and there was a DJ party in that building, and the sound was so loud that the boy was again and again getting up, and just because of that sound he died. And that family has launched a case that loud sound has killed our child. So ears, starting from bhajan to classical songs, you know, nowadays whenever the people of old generation, they hear the sounds, they said hamare time to bahut acche gaane hua karte. But then it was not Krishna conscious. So what is not Krishna conscious is going to go down. And then we have reached a perverted state where rock songs we are hearing with headphones. Eyes are supposed to take darshan of the Lord. That is Krishna conscious sense enjoyment. And then came godly movies. All our initial movies were only about saints. Raja Harishchandra was the first movie which was made in India. Now, have you heard of any movie of Harishchandra's name except for Harishchandraji Factory, which was made on that movie? Otherwise, no movies on saints. How many of us? Previously, when I was a child, we used to go to see movies like Santa Tukaram, Santa Jnaneshwar, I remember. They used to come on the television. Now, any movie in last 1 year you have heard of, new movie coming up about a saint, very, very rare. So then came romantic movies, 70s, 80s, you know. So we thought that, okay, this is also good. But if it is not Krishna conscious, it is going to take a perverted version. And so now we are in a stage where we see vulgar movies. So many vulgar movies are there. Pornography industry is there. So we started with Raja Harishchandra and we have ended up with vulgar movies. Because Krishna consciousness is lost. Or devotional service is not there. Now, another sense, now we talked about nose, we talked about ears, we talked about eyes. Let's talk about touch sense. Touch, actually we are on the sense of touch, we actually use only for touching the feet, touching the body of devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he touched Sanatana Goswami, he said, I am getting purified by touching you. That is what the sense of touch is meant for. To purify ourselves. One reason, whenever I get a chance to do deity worship, only reason rather I go inside is getting a chance to touch the Lord's lotus feet. The sensation of touch we engage by touching our beads. So, the sensation of touch was engaged in restricted sex life previously for producing Krishna conscious offsprings, God conscious offsprings. But then in the society, spirituality was lost. And when spirituality was lost, what has happened is people start talking about unrestricted sex or free sex life. So, previously was restricted, then unrestricted. But even unrestricted sex life cannot give pleasure to the soul. So it goes to the next step, which is called as perverted sex. And that's the first chapter in our forensic anatomy book was perverted sex. And when we read that, whole day we felt nauseous. What all people go to the extent of eating the feces of their beloved also. They are so perverted. They lose the all sense, good sense of mind that what is to be done. Every now and then comes in the newspaper, people died because of indulgence in perverted sex life. They do anything, they tie a noose around their neck and indulge, and they die. You know, because they don't understand that actually I am not getting happiness, so I should not try more. So what has happened is, so these items have to be restricted. The sense enjoyment has to be restricted, because if unrestricted, it will go to the next stage, perverted, and then next step will be death. Tongue, restricted was having only prasad. And then when spirituality was lost from the world and from our country, people started talking of unrestricted use of tongue. And that's what is in the form of junk food. So whenever I want, I don't have to wait. Mama, I'm hungry, so mama will put on the cooker, then dal, then rice, dal. And even after that, rice dal is done, the cooker has to be kept for 15 minutes. I don't know why and how. But when it cooker padla, we say Marathi, thup, it makes that sound. After that, then they will say, now offering. So now people, they want fast food. So they said, we don't want to wait for this time. So when spirituality was lost, people got into unrestricted food. And that I would call as unrestricted sense gratification. After unrestricted, the next step is perverted. So then people realize, no, this even fast food and anything is not non-veg, not giving happiness. So they started eating perverted foods. What is perverted foods? Eating any animal. Like the whole world today is suffering because of perverted eating. People were eating bats. Now, I have never seen a bat so closely. Because night devotees, we go to bed so early, we don't get a chance to see a bat also. And when by the time bat sleeps, we get up. And here people are hunting bats and eating bats. And then bringing this whole pandemic in this world just because of perverted eating. Actually, if we have prasad, which is offered, cooked by devotees and offered by devotees, it's such a nice enjoyment. Rather, in Krishna consciousness, tongue is the only sense which our acharyas have given some freedom. Okay, you can have prasad, because there nobody has restricted us. And even if somebody tries to restrict, then people get references from Chaitanya Charitamrita that see, you know, devotees used to eat prasad up to the full neck. Matlab, stomach is full and even esophagus is full. And that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feed. Okay, as a doctor I would say, that's fine. But then you should do it only once a day. If you are eating that much, then there is no problem. But three times if you are eating that much, then you will meet me in the hospital after some time. So tongue, but then yes, our prasad and everything is so tasty. Actually, even we handed over to yesterday, because this lots of devotees from the temple, they have gone for a retreat. I got a chance to take some prasad, some rabdi for my department. This much only. And I just gave drops. There were 20 staff members and I had taken this much rabdi. I just gave drops. But by that drop only they were like in ecstasy. Kya hai? What is this? And, you know, I would say that because there are no restrictions on the tongue, many times I say the load of all the senses comes on the tongue. Especially for people like me, who want to enjoy by eyes, by touch, by ears, but I cannot. But tongue I am allowed. So, tendency to eat more and become fat also happens. And therefore, I got to hear a very nice class by His Grace Amoghalila Prabhu. And he was talking about how our body is made up of ether. Our body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. And mistake what we do is, we only keep on eating earth. Means, our regular food, chole, batore, today there may be a feast in the temple, but still I'm just talking. All this food what we talk about is actually made up of earth. But our body is made up of five elements. So we are supposed to eat all the five elements. Water, You know, we are supposed to drink a lot of water. With that, I'll just take a break and drink some water. Water ideally has to be drunk half an hour before meals. What happens is we are so much engaged in our work, we sit for the meals and then we remember. We take the first bite and then we remember water. So if you are eating and at your first bite if you remember water, that means your eating habit is not healthy. You have to hydrate yourself so much before our meal that we should not feel thirsty while having our meal. So half an hour before, early morning, you know, there is a shloka, a Shubhashit shloka, which talks about when we should drink what. Nisha ante jalam pibet. When the night ends and morning starts, we should drink a lot of water to detoxify our body, all the toxins go away. Bhojan ante takram pibet. At the end of our meal, we should drink little chas. Very good. And dina ante dugdam pibet. At the end of the day, before the night starts, we should have. That's the ideal time for having milk. So water right time, early morning and before our meals, not after our meals or during our meals. Earth, water, fire. Our body is made up of fire. So we should drink fire also. Matlab? Aarti? No. Stand below the sun. We should make it a habit that every day we are exposed to sunlight. That is needed for the vitamin D formation. Our body has fire components. So it has to be fed with fire also. Air. And that is why pranayam has to be done. You know, we never breathe. Take deep breaths because most of the time our breathing is superficial. We try taking a deep breath like this. That is the time we realize that my lungs I am not using, and our body is such that if we don't use a part of our body, that part degenerates. That part just degenerates. You know, you stop using, it's therefore sometimes when a fractured leg is there and that person's limb is put into plaster and that person doesn't use the lower limb, his leg, for a month, and after we remove the plaster, the limb actually becomes thin, like as if a person has developed polio. Why? Because if you don't use the muscles, same thing applies for our intelligence also. We don't use our intelligence, the intelligence will also degenerate. So our lungs, they actually thrive on air. So air we drink by deep breathing. Now what is ether? How to eat ether? Ether is nothing. So eat nothing. That is fasting. Fasting. Fasting to be done on Ekadashis. Actually, we think fasting is to be only done on Ekadashis. Actually, there was a very nice article put up in our ashram only. I don't know who had written, one of our sannyasis had written this. And he talked about daily fasting. Of course, there are 2-3 concepts. So our body is made up in such a way that we should eat so much food that by the time in the evening, not in the night, night food is out of question, evening, that by the time we go to sleep, the digestion process should be over. So when we sleep, our organs also sleep simultaneously. That should be the way of eating. And what you see, how people in this karmi world, they eat at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I sometimes hear people, you know, I may ghar pe jata hun aur raat ko 11:30 baje khana khata hun. I said, and then immediately neend aa jata, yeah, because the sugar goes up and the person sleeps. Now what happens is, we sleep and whole our body, the whole organs, they keep on working to digest the food. And therefore that whole digestion gets over. If we hear of devotees telling that, oh, main subah nahi utha. Kyun nahi utha? Woh raat ko na feast khaya tha. कहीं प्रोग्राम में गए थे, टेम्पल में नहीं होता है, बाहर कहीं. सो देन व्हाई दिस थिंग हैपन्स, बिकॉज ही दिस डिवोटी ही हैज ईटन नाउ एंड ही विद दैट फुल स्टमक ही स्लेप्ट. So the body has digested the food till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock our daily alarm rings. When the daily alarm rings, all our organs, they said, "Arey, abhi to hamara kaam khatam ho gaya. Humko bhi sone do." So they also want to sleep. The brain is managing the whole digestion the whole night. So the brain also says, "I want to sleep here, come on." The heart is also pumping blood to the digestive system. And the whole circulatory system, liver, all organs are working throughout the night and we are sleeping. So therefore, if you want to get up early for our chanting, the best solution is that when we sleep, our organs also sleep. People feel that what Srila Prabhupada spoke about 5 hours sleep is impractical. Many times I hear, you know, some especially people with medical background saying, no, this 5 hours is not possible. You should at least sleep for 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. No. What Srila Prabhupada is our acharya, whatever he speaks is perfect. So when that is possible? That is possible when we sleep and our organs sleep simultaneously. And I can give you in writing that if you have a early, very early dinner, or rather, if you have a heavy lunch and don't have dinner and you sleep at 9 o'clock, you'll get up fresh at 2 o'clock and you'll not feel sleepy again also. So it's not our world, this our world famous Acharya is telling us something that is possible. But we have to follow the other instructions also. So that fasting has to be done daily in the night. So early morning, then we drink a lot of water and flush all the toxins. That's how body becomes healthy. Even drinking water, there is a philosophy that one should drink solid food. I'll talk about this. What is it? Drink solid food and eat liquid food. Drink solid food matlab usko itna chabao ki it becomes liquid and then drink it. और लिक्विड जो लिया तो उसको मुंह में इतना टाइम रखो, कीप इट इन द माउथ, मिक्स इट विद द सलाइवा. डोंट, वी शुड नॉट ड्रिंक वॉटर. पीपल एक्चुअली शो दैट हाउ दे कैन ड्रिंक ओपन द कंप्लीट फुल बॉटल. सो दैट इज नॉट एडवाइसेबल. वी शुड ईट वॉटर, वी शुड ईट लिक्विड फूड. जैसे श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की, वी शुड ईट लिक्विड फूड एंड वी शुड ड्रिंक सॉलिड फूड बाय chewing it. So I'll just end my lecture by talking about one example of somebody who is absorbed in devotion, and some of the examples which come to my mind, and this example is of Shabari. Now Shabari, actually the word Shabar refers to the kul. She was from the Shabar kul, those people who stay in the forest, hunt animals, kill animals. So her marriage was fixed, and one day before her marriage, she saw that many animals were tied in front of her house. So she asked her mother that, "What are these animals here for?" So said that, "Tomorrow is your marriage, so there is going to be feast. And for that feast, we are going to sacrifice all these animals and make a feast from them." So then she said, "It's not getting worth married if so many animals are going to be killed." So in the night, what she did is she released all those animals and she said, "You are free now." So one of the devotees, you know, he was talking about this story and he said that those animals blessed Shabari. The animal said, "You have saved us from death. So God will save you from cycle of birth and death." So animals also bless, you know, you do something for them. But we should not be attached to them like what happened in Bharat Maharaj's case. But whenever we get a chance to serve them, we should not be cruel with them at first step. And try to be nice to them. They also, because they are also souls. They are also from Golok Vrindavan. So this, it is said that those innocent animals, they, you know, blessed her. So she left home, she went into the jungle, and then she was staying at the Matanga Rishi's, she saw the Matanga Rishi's ashram. Because she was a female from a Shabara kul, there was no scope of Shabari get chance of getting into ashram. Not possible. So what she did, she did what Narottam Das Thakur was doing. She used to go early in the morning, clean the ashram, then clean the place where they used to take bath or pass stool. She used to go, and Matanga Rishi and his disciples, wherever they used to be going for bath, passing stool, in the ashram, she used to clean up early in the morning. She did it for days, and then people started realizing that we get up and ashram is clean, we go to the place for passing stool, that is also clean. How this is happening? Who is doing this? In today's world, if somebody is doing this for us, we may not search also. We are very happy. Ki ho rahe to ho. He said, chal rahe to chalne do. That is what our philosophy. Chal rahe na. We don't take that pains to find. But these rishis, they know that when we take service from somebody, you know, we should never take service for free from anyone. That is why it is advised that whenever the renunciants, they go to somebody's house and then they are offered food and then they are given money, they should do katha, they should do kirtan, because you should not take anything for free. Not only renunciant, anyone, even a grahastha goes for a lecture somebody, someplace. Like for example, I have prasad in the temple, so I give lectures also. So that nobody says that I am having for free. And I do, you know, one of our senior counselors, he has a very nice philosophy. He says that at least we should do that much donation, that we eat in the, we have prasad in the temple, not eat, we honor prasad. At least minimum that is not mandatory. But I took it as, yes, that is a very nice thing. So what I did is, I put a ECS in my account, that because I come to the temple regularly, and once you come, somebody gives you prasad and you eat the prasad. So I said, nothing should be taken for free. So I put. So Matanga Rishi also said, no free service. I have to find out who is this. And then early morning, he got up before Shabri, and then he hid in the bushes and he saw Shabri cleaning. So he didn't scold her or anything. But then he reciprocated that. She has done service, so he gave her spiritual instructions. She continued doing service, and now it was time for Matanga Rishi to pay back also. And then he said that when he was about to leave the body, and Matanga Rishi could see the future, he made such a nice statement. He said, I am going to the Lord, O Shabri, but because you have such a nice service attitude, the Lord will come to you. That is the advantage of service attitude. That is the philosophy what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talks about. Serve the devotees in such a way that Krishna wants to serve you. The original example of this we find in Ramayana also. That Shabri served Matanga Rishi and her disciples so selflessly, belonging to Shabara kul, which was killing animals. And she just serves and the Lord comes to see her. So if somebody asks us an example, aisa kidhar hai aap batao, ki devotees ki seva karte aur bhagwan aate, Shabri. Lord walked up to her, chal ke aaye uske paas mein. So let us just go into the details of the story. This is the last story, and after that I am finishing my class. But Matanga Rishi didn't specify when will the Lord come. Unhone bola aayega. Kab aayega? Wo bataye. Jaise humko bola chant Hare Krishna and one day you will see Krishna. But wait, when? That not specify. So Hamara aur Shabri ka status is same. But then Shabri said, okay, but then kal bhi aa sakte. He can come tomorrow also. So let me prepare. So every day cleaning the ashram, making garlands, then keeping the fruits ready, making offerings ready. Today Ram can come. Ram has not come. So tomorrow, again same preparation, with same enthusiasm. Not that, are kal aaye nahi to, aaj kya aayenge. No. Shabri's preparation is like our chanting. Okay, what is preparation for Shabri is our chanting. That he, let me keep on chanting today. Maybe at the end of the day, if the Lord is merciful, he may come before me. Keep on serving the devotees. Keep on doing devotional service, deity worship, all the items described by Srila Prabhupada. At the end of the day, we don't get anything obvious. Okay, next day, like Shabri got up, get up next day, start chanting, continue our service, get flowers for the Lord, make garlands, make the offerings, serve the devotees, spend the whole day. The Lord, we don't get any result, obvious result. We get lot of spiritual benefits. But obviously seen benefit, like seeing the Lord, or we, next day again start preparing. So that is what the example of Shabri, you know, inspires us daily sadhaka. With that same enthusiasm, not a single day Shabri skipped. That aaj nahi aayenge, aaj bahut barish ho raha hai, to aayenge nahi karke. No. We have to continue. We have to continue. She never said, I am feeling weak. No reference of this is found in Ramayana. So after he directed them that you go and, you know, meet Sugriva in the Kishkindha Kshetra. And there near Pampa Sarovar, you will meet Shabri. And the Lord, you know, was knowing that. It's not that Lord Ram was not knowing that Shabri, such a great devotee, has been waiting for us, for him. And then the Lord walked there. She said, you are welcome. And I would just like to read the conversation between Lord Ram and Shabri. Many of us aspire, no, that one day I want to see Lord Ram. I want to see him face to face. Now what happens when Ram comes face to face? What does he speak? Ram said, oh noble lady, is your asceticism proceeding without impediment? So what if Ram meets us and asks us, that dear devotee, how is your asceticism? We say, what is asceticism? Vahan se apna shuruaat hoga, tapasya. Next line, Lord Ram asks Shabri, have you mastered your senses? So when I read this in Ramayana, mujhe to trauma ho gaya. That if I meet Lord Ram and he asked me that, have you mastered your senses? That was the second question he asked Shabri. So unless we have mastered our senses, he is not going to come before us. We have to know this. Then the third question Lord Ram asked Shabri, are you free from anger? Are you free from anger? Fourth question, I was almost dead when I read it. Is your diet controlled? So, Ram meets Shabri and asks her these questions. And the last question is, has your service to your guru borne fruit? So I'll repeat all the questions again. In case those who want to meet Ram, they should start preparing. Is your asceticism proceeding without impediment? I hope there are no obstacles on your path of devotional service. That is what it is meant. Translation. Have you mastered your senses? Vacho vegam manaso krodha vegam. Are you free from anger? Is your diet controlled? Though that was so traumatic. You know, most of this ashram had gone for a retreat, and my only worry was that whether this Rajbhog Prasad will come down and who will get it and who will get the tray. And 2 days I was just eating head of devotees that, you know, will it come or not. And then I read this yesterday, is your diet controlled? O gentle one, has your service to your guru borne fruit? Have you received the fruit of your devotional service? And Shabri also answers so nicely. You know, she said, today I got the fruit. You are asking me whether I have got the fruit of my... So many years of service to Vaishnavas and my Guru. Today I got a full fruit of my asceticism, my meditation. Today my life is perfected. My teachers have now been served and satisfied. And first thing she remembers is she remembers her Guru. Shabri says, today my teacher, my Guru will be satisfied with me. Because you have come to my ashram and I served you. And that is the perfection. And then she said, today my teachers have now been served and satisfied and I have achieved heaven. Indeed, O Ram, after seeing your divine form, I shall reach those realms that no decay, where no decay happens. Our body, although we are alive, is decaying slowly, slowly. Few years back, I was giving Bhagavatam sitting here. Now I am sitting here. This is decay. My teacher are being served. You know, so that's what the disciple should be proud of. And you know what she says next? She says that now, O Lord, of course, in between that whole pastime happens that she gets fruits and vegetables for Lord Ram. Of course, in Ramayana, I was trying to search for that reference that she ate it and offered. I didn't find in the version which I got. I don't say that didn't happen. Must have happened because it's such a famous pastime. Only the mood has to be captured before offering to the Lord. We should never, of course, taste. But she was so desperate in serving the Lord. And Lord also accepted it. And as when Lord comes as Lord Krishna also, Vidura's wife was throwing away the banana and giving the banana peels and he was accepting it. That's how the Lord is. Whether he comes as Ram, whether he comes in the original form as Krishna. Then you know what Ram says after hearing Shabri's conversation. Ram says that I want to see the glory of your Guru. Show me the place where he lived. Show me the place, you know, where he worshipped. And then Shabri takes Ram to the altar where his Guru used to do devotional service. And the garlands which Matanga Rishi used to use to serve the Lord were still there. And they were still fresh. That is a potency of a pure devotee. You know, he had offered those garlands to the Lord and the Lord had accepted, and because the garlands had touched the actual Lord, the garlands were still fresh after years when Ram visited the ashram. And they were unfaded also. It's not that the color had gone. They were fresh as if freshly made garlands. After doing all this, then she says to Lord Ram that now I want to join those great rishis in the heaven and I want to serve them there. You know what Guru Puja every day we sing? Janme Janme Prabhu Sahi. And Shabri is an example of this. She said, O Ram, I have served you and now you are going to your next destination. Please bless me that I can go to my Guru and his disciples who are in the higher planets. Why I can go there? So that I can serve them. See, just a lady from a Shabarakul, from almost like what we call as Adivasi, staying in a forest, what level she has reached, understood whole philosophy just by devotional service. And then Lord Ram says, wonderful, you know, you have properly honored us, and please depart. Okay? So once the seva is done, she knows that Ram is on a mission. No point in telling Ram because he wants to search his wife, he wants to kill the demons. No point in telling him that please wait here, let me stay with you. So she says, I'll go to my Guru. So no, she didn't do any what we say time pass. The work is done, seva is done. Lord is going, so let me go. In our dean's office, there is a plate. Talk less, be specific. You know, don't sit here and chat. So then, you know, she didn't sit there and keep on asking Ram that, how was your journey, how is this? She knows he's on a mission. My service is done. Let him proceed. And then Shabri, you know, she entered a sacrificial fire and then a streak of lightning, what we are speaking about today, that actually rose to sky. And the whole region was illuminated. The reason I picked up this story, because the translation, says that in due course of time, I who was fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and who therefore had no attachments, completely freed from all material taints, met with death as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. When Shabri left her body, there was lightning. Of course, this lightning, what we speak about, is also about lightning of knowledge in the heart that takes place. So that lightning illuminated the whole region of Pampa Sarovar. And she went upwards towards the sages, towards the planet of the sages. And this is the last thing now I'm just speaking. One, you must see what Ram spoke to Lakshman after Shabri departed. Ram said, this hermitage shines with splendor. Ram says that simply by coming here, we have been freed from the stain of sinful karma. This is what Lord Ram is saying. That coming to this ashram, I have become free from stain of sinful karma. Oh brother, surely now our fortunes will change. I feel we should meet Sugriva. Means Ram saying that we will meet Sugriva and Sugriva will help us to kill Ravan and bring back Sita. This is happening because we came to the ashram of Shabri. And Ram gives the whole credit to Shabri. So just by devotional service we can see how an Adivasi lady can reach to this level that Lord Ram says, I have become purified by coming to this ashram. So what to speak of devotees who are practicing devotional service? All of us have the same experience, especially we grahasthas, when we come to the temple, all the brahmacharis who have, you know, sacrificed their careers, their family, and sitting here and chanting. I chant few rounds as I come to the temple, and two rounds, three rounds, and I start listening to the Mahamantra only when I step into the temple hall. Then suddenly I start feeling that, oh, I'm chanting. This is the potency of this floor where our brahmachari friends and so many sannyasis have been chanting. So as Lord Ram says that we have been freed from the stain of sinful karma by coming to this place, our fortunes will change. And I would say in my own life, I had this experience just coming to this ashram, this temple, that I got free from this stain of sinful karmas because so many dedicated devotees, they stay here. And our fortunes change. Same thing I experienced in my life, that my fortunes change. I was such a dull student, just got 69% in my 10th standard. And I came to medicine and now I am a professor in a medical school. So this is what fortunes change just by coming to a temple where dedicated devotees are staying. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.